Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ezekiel 34, the verses 11 to 19. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 11 to 19. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. As for you, my flock, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I will judge between one sheep and another, and between rams and goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture? Must you also trample the rest of your pasture with your feet? Is it not enough for you to drink clear water? Must you also muddy the rest with your feet? Must my flock feed on what you have trampled and drink what you have muddied with your feet? My theme for reflection is the Divine Shepherd's Restoration. The Divine Shepherd's Restoration. In this passage, God speaks through the prophet Ezekiel, promising to personally seek out and care for his flock like a shepherd tending to his sheep. This promise comes after God has rebuked the leaders of Israel, the shepherds of the people, for their negligence and exploitation of the flock. The heart of Ezekiel 34:11-19 lies in God's commitment to actively intervene and restore his people. It reflects God's deep compassion and care for his followers, contrasting sharply with the failure of human leaders. This passage reassures us that God is not a distant observer, but a dynamic participant in the lives of his people, seeking the lost, healing the injured, and strengthening the weak. My dear friends, are you feeling lost, neglected, or oppressed by societal structures or even religious communities? This passage is for you. It is a powerful reminder that God's kingdom prioritizes the well-being of those who feel marginalized. In a world where leaders can sometimes fail to reflect God's heart, we are assured of God's direct intervention and care. The imagery of God as the shepherd directly seeking out his sheep offers profound comfort and hope to all of us. It suggests that no one is too far gone to be beyond God's reach and care. This assurance can inspire faith and trust in God's provision and guidance, especially during times when we feel scattered or lost in the complexities of modern life. This reflection encourages us to trust in God's guiding hand, to find comfort in His promises, and to actively participate in His restorative work in the world. Today I have three questions for reflection. Number one, how can the image of God as a shepherd who actively seeks out his sheep influence your understanding of divine care and concern. Number two, reflect on a time when you felt lost or neglected. How does this passage change your perspective on that experience? Number three, how can this passage inform the way we view leadership and responsibility within our communities and churches? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your shepherd's heart, for your promise to seek and save the lost, and to restore the brokenhearted. Teach us to embrace your comforting presence and to trust in your guiding hand. Help us to reflect your love and justice in our actions and relationships. May we be instruments of your peace and restoration, especially to those who feel marginalized and neglected. Guide us, O Lord, as we strive to embody the divine love you have shown us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.